Mac Ruffin of the University of Michigan is the principal investigator of the study.
A lot of people get exposed. Two-thirds of people in their sexual lifetime, so from the time you start having sex with someone else to when you stop, two-thirds of people will get infected with HPV. Most people don't have any consequence from it, but there are a few people who do wind up getting cervical cancer, vulvar cancer, vaginal cancer, rectal cancer, or genital warts. And these can be prevented with this new vaccine that's been approved and available for several years now.
Jane Balbo wants women to know about this option for getting the vaccine for free. She's a doctor at the health clinic at Ohio University.
When I have patients who come in for pap smears, and we go over the results if they have an abnormal, and we talk about how the abnormalities are caused by HPV and that it's a virus, a lot of them are not aware that it's sexually transmitted, that they can pass it to future partners or, you know, how they got it from their partners. So there's some misinformation or just outright not knowing that it is that abnormal paps, which is sort of the precursor often to cervical cancer or can be the precursor to cervical cancer, is from a sexually transmitted virus.
The OU Health Facility is one of the participating clinics. Ruffin says women who participate in the study will go to a clinic four times over a one-year period, provide blood and cervical samples, and answer questions.
Through this study, you get a free pap smear, you get the three shots, and you get another pap smear a year later. Plus, we collected a lot of other information. You're also donating some blood, and we're trying to understand how Appalachian women respond to the vaccine. This is an approved vaccine. I use it in my practice. Jane uses it in her practice. It's been out since 2006. There's probably been 20 million doses given in this country. So we know the safety profile is. We're trying to understand what's unique about Appalachian women and how they respond to the vaccine. So, because we know that Appalachia still has high rates of cervical cancer, has higher rates of human papillomavirus. We want to know why, and this is one of the few studies, maybe the only study in Appalachian population of young women trying to understand what's unique about this country, this area, and this county, and this population.
In addition to receiving the vaccine at no charge, the women will get a $10 gift card at each clinic visit.
And we actually pay for their time and effort to get to the site. It's funded through the National Institute of Health, particularly the National Cancer Institute. The vaccine is donated by Merck, who makes the vaccine, but they're not paying for the study. The study was originated by investigators at Ohio State University and University of Michigan.
Ruffin says study volunteers will be followed for a year, and then the research team will do an analysis, which he hopes can be completed within a year.
We look at the antibody level change from their first visit to their last visit and look at what goes in predicting that response. So your age, your smoking status, your stress level, your sleep patterns, your coping mechanisms, a number of other factors trying to understand, does everybody respond the same, or is there certain features of people who don't respond well? The company will also share with us their antibody data from their trials to show that the vaccine works. So can we say, are patients any different than the people who were in the trials that showed that they worked? Again, another comparison. Is there something unique and different that might be going on in this community rather than the rest of the country?
This is Fred Kite reporting.